This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mad Max spinning all the tunes. Good to have you with us. Final hour of power right here on the Team 980. According to Shams, how do you say his name? Sharanya?
Sharanya. There you go, Chris.
There you go. Kevin Durant has no desire to reunite with the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, which was the hot rumor I saw, on Twitter late last night, this morning, whatever.
Here's what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ishby is not trading Kevin Durant. Like, that, I just always thought that was a load of lard.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really is. KD doesn't want to go because Matt Ishby told him, I'm not trading you. They're locked in, man. That team is just going to roll with whatever they've got. Hopefully they end up with Jimmy Butler and maybe they can compete.
How are they doing?
Oh, they're game over 500, Chris.
Okay. It's really worked out well. I mean, the super team that they put together, you know, Devin Booker,
not every super team
Kevin
works,
Durant,
Chris.
And Bradley Beal. Boy, that four-game sweep last year in the first round was really impressive. I mean, they had a monumental march to the playoffs last year. And, boy, have they been kicking ass this year.
Yeah.
Speaking of kicking ass, you know what would kick ass? If you and a couple of buddies could hop on the old bird and head to Sin City. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? That's right, of course you are. It's the slam dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. It's a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. How about them apples? Would you like to go to Vegas? Have you ever been to Vegas?
No.
You got to turn on your microphone.
No, I have not.
That's how this audio medium works.
I've not been to Vegas.
You have not been to Vegas. You know Ty Guy was born in Vegas?
Yes, I did know that because I know about my friends.
Yeah.
Ty, not
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Joking.
Tyler, I mean, I lived in Vegas for almost 2 years, cut my teeth in national radio out there.
How old were you when you cut your teeth in national
26.
Radio?
26. I was really the youngest in charge.
Wow.
I
sounds,
was,
like a certain,
yeah.
sounds like a
yeah.
certain talented individual I know that was 26.
Yeah.
Cutting his teeth in the national radio.
I was loud back then, man. There's a reason why they called me the Rooster.
Why is that?
Because I was really loud back then. I just said why.
It wasn't a good reason.
There was other reasons. Anyway, let's
have anything to do.
let's get back to this. Let me ask you a question.
I'll try and answer.
Is there any debate here that defensive end slash edge slash helping out your run defense and your pass rush as a guy like Myles Garrett would do? But he's not the only one. There are free agents out there like Khalil Mack. Like, oh, don't say it, Jason. And DeMarcus Lawrence, who Dan Quinn and Joe Witt have a lot of familiarity with, that can help you stop the run and pass rush. Is there any question that that is a bigger need than wide receiver two?
Not even close. Anyone that thinks wide receiver is more important and a bigger need than defensive end, you just don't understand the way football works, in my opinion.
What if I told you I could get you, let me see, T. Higgins for free or Javonte Jean-Baptiste?
T. Higgins for free? I mean, come on.
Just decent.
But I get where
I'm
you're,
just
where
busting
you're,
your chops.
I get where you're trying to go with it. I think wide receiver two is a need to me. It would, I think, help the offense function easier.
Agree.
But I think you all are shooting for the moon with what type of wide receiver two you need.
I don't think you need T.
You don't need T.
When you say you all, I just want to clearly say
the fan
base. I don't need T. Higgins.
I don't either. Because
but Cooper Kupp would fit what I'm ideally looking for in a wide receiver two. Even though he's more of a slot guy, he can run outside. He can absolutely block on the perimeter. Yesterday we had Jay Gruden on. He said that was the number one thing that jumped out to him was that Cooper Kupp is exactly a fit in Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn's offense because he can block at the edge. He can block at the point of attack. He's willing, even though he's 31 years old and even though he's been injury prone and even though he's not the biggest guy, he is a willing blocker. He is a badass for a blocker. Jay went out and said after I talked to him that the Commanders were the number one, his number one target or most likely destination for Cooper Kupp because of that.
Yeah, he would be like a good Luke McCaffrey.
Well, I mean, hopefully he would be a more productive Luke McCaffrey.
No, I was being facetious and throwing shots at Luke McCaffrey because they wasted a pick with him.
I mean, you don't know that for sure.
You drafted a kick returner with a third-round pick.
Again, you hope that he develops. I mean, it took De'Ami Brown 4 years to develop.
De'Ami just was void of opportunity.
Okay, well, I mean,
because he's the same player.
I mean, also just switched from quarterback to wide receiver. Let's cut Luke a little slack.
I mean, it's so funny how he just gives up on people.
McCaffrey and the McCaffrey family.
How he just gives up on people, and yet he loves. I mean, like one guy that was drafted in the seventh round and bounced around at 18 schools.
He likes one guy who was drafted in the first round a couple years ago and unceremoniously made an exit out of Washington.
Who was that?
Ceremonious.
I don't. Linnell, do you remember? I'm drawing a blank.
I always remember.
Wait. Let's count thy ways. Was that Chase Young or was that Emmanuel Forbes? Was that Jamin Davis?
I don't think it was
that John Dotson. I mean, I'm sure he had a hankering for all of those guys.
I was one of the first guys to be out on Mr. NASCAR, so you can throw him out of the window. Talking about Jamin.
Mr. NASCAR.
Yeah, Mr. NASCAR.
You come up with all of these.
That's a good one.
You remind me of somebody that, I don't know, somebody. Who do you remind me of that just has these little derogatory little
digs? Do you not
digs
understand that the youngest in charge is a one-of-one, even though you guys keep trying to make it a duplicate situation? There is no other me.
You remind me of somebody that has orange hair. Not Max.
I was going to say, I'm right here, and we might be the same person, so I don't know.
Not Max.
You're saying I remind you of DJT? Is that what you're saying? You know, I'm an acronym warrior.
Anyway, go ahead.
I think I would love Cooper Kupp if they're going to eat some of the salary. I would give up that fifth-round pick to go get Kupp, and I think that's about what his value is going to be.
So Jay said, I said, what would be the starting point yesterday? And I said, it wouldn't be like a second-round pick. He was like, oh, no, it was like you're talking about a fourth, or I think he said a fifth, but he said basically a fourth. So if I could get Cooper Kupp for a fourth-round pick.
And they eat the key is them eating some of this salary.
When you say they, you mean the L.A. Rams, right?
Yeah, I'm not paying him $19 million.
Right. Well, so here's the thing. I mean,
is it 22?
Cooper Kupp right now, okay, again, at the age of 31, right? 31? Yeah, 31. He's got this year on the books a base of 12.5, the roster bonus of 7.5. So I don't know. I assume that the Commanders would have to pay that depending on when the trade is executed. He's got a cap number of 29.78. Now, of course, the Commanders wouldn't be charged. The Commanders wouldn't be charged all that because there's a There's a prorated signing bonus of nearly $10 million. But to your point, the cap number would be about $19.5 million.
Dude,
so to your point,
like,
you would need the Rams probably, even though the Commanders have
half of it,
like $78 million reported in salary cap space, you wouldn't want to spend $19.5 million on Cooper Kupp,
right? You're gonna have to resign some of your own, and I can't wait till we can get into that.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into a bidding war for Jeremy Chinn the way the rest of the fan base.
Well, it's all right. So it's interesting. Just staying at wide receiver,
yes,
right? How much more do you need Cooper Kupp? Because you've got De'Ami Brown, who's a free agent who may have priced himself out of Washington.
We'll see.
Got Olamide Zaccheaus and Jamison Crowder, who are both free agents.
Yeah.
Right?
Noah Brown. I would be
injured and a free agent.
I'd be looking to bring Noah Brown back and Zaccheaus back as competition.
I can't go, like somebody mentioned, 25 plus million for De'Ami Brown. I can't do that.
What? Meaning he's going to make 13 million? He's not a double digit money salary.
No, somebody,
yet.
I said somebody mentioned the market for De'Ami Brown would be like 25 plus million. I was thinking more like 13 to 15, somewhere in that range.
This wide receiver market and free agency has too many players better than him for him to get that type of money.
Okay. So you're basically in agreement. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Now it's interesting how they choose to handle it, man, because it ain't a rich draft wide receiver either. Like, it's not a good wide receiver draft. It's top heavy. If the kid from Ohio State drops to you, Emeka Egbuka, like, that would be a guy that fits the profile of this offense, mm-hmm. willing blocker,
can
stretch you vertically, like, he would make sense. But I'm scared of drafting a rookie wide receiver because I want a guy that's going to come in and produce. And it feels like unless you're getting top-of-the-line guy, they take a little while. So I would go the veteran route at wide receiver. Like Keenan,
that's not
Keenan
always
Allen,
the case, though. I mean, you know, again, Chris Olave produced immediately.
It was a 12th overall pick, though.
No, I know. That's fair.
So, like, I'm saying unless you're the guys that are
you're
taking
saying at 29,
later,
if you're talking about a
like
first-round pick.
Coleman didn't give Buffalo much this year.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I have to go back and look at all the later-round guys. But I would go veteran at wide receiver. My draft picks would be saved exclusively for the offensive line this year. I think you need to use your draft picks to hit the trenches, D-line, O-line. And I think cap-wise,
if you go after Myles Garrett, you're not going to have draft picks. Unless we're talking about the two in the seventh round.
Because you give up 29. I would give up two first instead of gutting this year's draft class.
So it's interesting that you bring that up because as we were kind of going through some of these mock proposals, right? Me too.
Yeah.
Normally, I would be very much opposed to giving up multiple first-round picks, you know, for a guy who might start to be in that neighborhood of, you know, is he going to have as much juice? Is he going to be able to stay durable and whatever? But I just think Myles Garrett is a little bit different, dog.
I'm glad that you put it that
I think
way.
He's just a little bit different than and again, Bosa in San Francisco is a great player. Crosby in Vegas, great player. Khalil Mack, great player. He's 34. I just wonder if Myles Garrett is just a different specimen.
Khalil Mack has 16.5 sacks, not this year, but last year at 33. Yeah. I think Myles is, when you look at the greatest athletes of all time that have had super long playing careers, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Tom Brady, like Myles Garrett fits that mold. Like, you look at him physically, he may be the most physically imposing. If you, this is going to sound crazy, if you stripped all the NFL players down to their draws, he would be the most physically, his body was built in a lab, man. He takes care of himself. He spends a lot of money on it. So, like, you trade for Myles Garrett's going to play till he's 34, 35, I think.
Well, I would certainly think that he's going to play at least to that. The question is does he play at this level?
I don't think it drops
and does
off.
He play and does he stay durable? I mean, you don't he's need him to play 17
offense.
Games a year, or you know, ideally, if you get to the Super Bowl, 20 games a year, right? You don't necessarily need that. But what I can't have is me pay multiple first round picks, a second round pick, or a third round pick in addition, or whatever the compensation package is, and then all of a sudden he's only available for 7 or 8 games. Then it's going to to be a bad deal. But there's no evidence to that. Like, whatever you want to say about Lattimore, right? And Lattimore did not work out this year. Clearly, that's the case. We'll see what happens for next year. Lattimore, they weren't going to pay the price that they were going to pay for or potentially pay for Myles Garrett because Lattimore, A, does not play as premium of a position, even though it's a premium position, and B, because Lattimore's constantly hurt. Myles Garrett has not been constantly hurt. What has he missed, two games over the last 4 years?
The only reason he's missed time is because he whacked Mason Rudolph in the head with the helmet. It's not even due to injury.
Yeah.
He doesn't get hurt. How the hell do you hurt that? Look at him. And I'm pointing at Max.
Although I will say this.
When
he was here, you know who did a pretty good job against him?
I don't think he was playing hard.
Well, I'm just saying. When he was here, Brandon Coleman did a pretty decent job against him.
I think anytime you were trotting out Deshaun Watson at quarterback, the effort of your defensive players drop.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
I was going to make too is like he's going to be in a situation here in Washington where he's probably going to be playing fewer snaps than he's ever played in his career.
Yeah.
Because Washington's got a productive offense that's going to hold the football and the defense ain't going to play as much.
Yeah.
So that's how you stretch your career.
Well, and
out
also,
as well.
I mean, if the great Javonte Jean-Baptiste who's here to save the day.
I think they'll be able to keep Luvu. Imagine what you could do with Luvu if you get another.
Just teasing.
I know you. That's why I just brushed past it. Imagine, though, and I understand I put Luvu out as a hypothetical. That's literally all it was a hypothetical.
Remember when you thought Dominique Hampton was going to be like the commander starting middle linebacker?
You watch next year for Dominique Hampton. Seriously. I was right on Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I was the first guy in this market to call him out.
The thing, Rooster, there's always next year.
There's always next year.
The things that I remember that this guy just parades around and says, but I mean, he's just like.
Here's the other thing, right? I think.
Derek Forrest, you were like, because Derek Forrest's daddy followed you on Twitter, you were like screaming from the top of the trees about Derek Forrest being the next Ronnie Lott.
Got to support the fam, man.
Ronnie Lott?
Oh, my God.
I compared Derek Forrest to Ronnie
Lott. No,
no. You take like hyperbole to an entire new life. I've never heard anybody.
That was just you. I mean, that's just you being you. I love it, but that was you being you. You have a firm conviction on what you see in shorts.
Well, yeah. But I also knew the quarterback when I saw him in shorts.
You're correct. I mean, it did take a lot to figure out that Jaden Daniels was going to be good.
I told you what it was for me is I watched him and Marcus Mariota do 7-on-7, and the 9-year vet wouldn't throw the ball on time, but the kid that was here for five minutes would.
Right. But
so
there's a difference between.
It was easy to see.
Yeah. Okay.
But back to my point that I've been trying to make for the last 90 seconds.
There's a point? Okay.
Adding Myles Garrett and then keeping Frankie Luvu, I think if they had it their way, Frankie Luvu wouldn't be rushing off of the edge as much as he does. I think.
I agree.
Him as a blitzer and the way he times up the snap, the way he timed up the snap on that third down in the NFC Championship game to blow up the run that got him in the third and long, that put him in fourth and whatever, where they got the holding penalty that he didn't get credit for. Like, that's what he's his best at. I also think they got to rein him in a little bit, too.
I also think he's a pretty good A-gap blitzer, too.
Yes, him and Bobby, I thought.
And he got a little bit better in pass coverage as the year went along.
Yeah, was putting himself in passing lanes as well. But they got to reel him in more. Ken Norton, I don't even know who to blame for this. Him and Bobby were in the wrong gap a lot. Like, him and Bobby overran stuff a lot. Him and Bobby more specifically was slower scraping over the top. Like, Luvu did his own thing a lot, but I think you can carve out a more defined role for him if you get a legit edge guy. He was your best edge rusher, really, outside of Fowler.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're probably you're asking too much for him.
I think he really can be a special player.
He's a better Robin than a Batman.
Yes.
You know, if that makes sense.
Maybe he's the guy, because think about this. Someone's going to have to learn this defense inside and out because Bobby Wagner can't wear the green dot forever.
No.
And someone needs to be able to wear the green dot next year because I'm not going to watch him play 98% of the snaps.
No.
That's not good for the team.
No, it's fair. It's fair. 301-230-0980. I know we got a couple of calls. I want to talk about the Wizards. We kind of moved on, so sorry about that. We'll get to Curtin District Heights. I know that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just starting to watch a Myles Garrett interview with Rich Eisen, who I guess is now our Odyssey colleague.
Yes, he is on the all-new Infinity Sports Network.
On the all-new Infinity Sports Network, yes, all-new. So you can go check it out. I know Ari Myrov at My Sports Update just posted like a 9-minute file of it. So far, I just got through kind of like one answer. It's, you know, we'll see what he says, if he says anything about the Commanders or anything like that. I'd be very curious, like if you called up Myles Garrett's agent right now, would he say like the Commanders are a top destination? Would he say, or would he just say that the Commanders are a team that he would be willing to go to? Meaning, I wonder how much the perception of Washington has changed in just the last year.
Well,
6 months, for that matter.
For Myles Garrett, he would get to go to Dallas once a year. And if you remember, pre-draft, he made a video begging the Dallas Cowboys to trade up with the Browns.
I don't remember that.
It's circulating right now on the internet. I think that was his team growing up as a kid.
Okay.
So he would get to play Dallas once a year.
I mean, we know that legitimately he probably wouldn't go to Dallas, right? Even if they lost Dorrance Armstrong. I mean, even if they lost Marcus Lawrence, they can't pay Dak Prescott, C.D. Lamb, Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons. I mean, they just can't do that, right?
No.
Okay, so we know he's probably not going. Where else, like, I mean, everybody could use Miles Garrett, let's be honest. But, I mean, like, thinking about the teams that really need edge help.
Philadelphia.
I mean, Philadelphia does, but they don't.
No, it would be, they do. What edge rusher do they have under contract?
Well, I mean, but
Nolan Smith, that's it.
No, I know, but you can't pay.
Yeah, you can.
You can't pay Miles Garrett what Miles Garrett wants, plus... what do you call it? Have
Darius Slay comes off their books this year.
Yeah.
James Bradbury comes off their books this year. The Eagles have cap space.
I'll commit seppuku live on air if the Eagles trade for Miles Garrett. Like I couldn't do it.
They're going to be amongst the teams.
I mean, how do you pay
Jalen Hurts makes $21 million is the 20th paid highest paid quarterback in football. So they're able
to do
stuff.
Have Jalen AJ, you have Devontae Smith, right, under long-term deals. You have Saquon Barkley you're going to have to take care of at some point here, right?
Franchise tag him. Who cares? Like,
he signed. Yeah, how long was his deal? Was it a 2 or 3 year deal? I can't remember.
I'm not sure, but
three sounds right.
Howie Roseman.
I mean, Jalen Carter obviously going to have to pay pretty soon here too.
You cross that bridge when you get there. They are in win now mode. They're the number one to me. If I was Miles, that would be where I want to go. Honestly. That would be my number one destination.
I mean, we can't have Miles Garrett go to the Eagles.
No, I tweeted that we can't. That would be. Yeah. Washington would then become the Bills. We would just be the team that make it to the NFC Championship every year and never beat Philly.
Yeah.
If they get Miles Garrett, we can't. Yeah. I know that pisses all of you all off out there. I'm just being real. And I have a feeling that he's going to end up in Philly. That's what's even more disheartening.
Let's say hello to Kurt in District Heights here on the Team 980. Kurt, how are you?
Kurt.
I'm fine. How you gentlemen doing?
Good, Kurt. Man. What's going on?
All right. I'm all on board with getting Miles Garrett. I'm on board with giving up two number ones. And I'm with Linnell. He can't go to Philly. He would go to Philly now. Because Philly, what they do is they push everything back. They don't care. They push everything back. And they'll figure it out. Okay, and if he ends up in Philly, the door is closed. We're not winning the NFC East. We're not winning no championships. We're not seeing no kind of Super Bowl no time soon.
It's only funny because
it is what it is. Okay, but here's the thing, though. Okay, you all keep using the term edge. I don't see Miles Garrett as an edge. I see him as a defensive end. There's a difference. Edge rushers rush the quarterback and get sacks. Miles Garrett can set the edge, he can stuff the run, and get to the quarterback as well as any edge out there.
Well, I don't think we glossed over that. I know clearly early in the show, I mean, maybe I didn't say it enough, but I kept saying that was what was so interesting and fascinating about Miles Garrett is he can do it all. He can stop the run, which is exactly what they need. I mean, but they need a passer. So they need a pass rush collapser as well. They need both. And if you can get it in one.
So here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. You help JD5 the best way you can, and that's on the defensive side of the ball. No need to worry about wide receiver 2 and all that. JD5 will take care of all that, okay? Help him where he's not on the field. And that's on the defensive side of the ball. So you get a Miles Garrett in here. But see, here's the problem. Okay, if they trade him, it's all about – if it's before June the 1st, okay, they take a serious cap hit. Okay, if it's after June the 1st, they have less of a cap hit, but then they lose out on the draft this year.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility he may not move at all.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, but if he does move, okay, somebody's probably going to have to reach out and help Cleveland on that money.
Well, that, yes.
Because if they trade him before the first, they're not going to make that
There's
move.
A big dead cap hit. I mean, they could if they just decide they don't want to deal with that drama.
You could just designate it as a post-June 1.
Not deal. A trade. Oh, not a trade. A cut you can, not a trade. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So Kurt's point is
the trade still it has the dead cap hit is June 1st. It affects that how much dead cap money they have to pay, and it's an awful lot if they trade them before.
I think when you trade somebody, you have actually the more I think about it, I think when you trade somebody, there is no pre-post June 1st designation. I think it all goes on this year's cap. I have to double check that. It's the cutting, the waiving of a player that you can designate right. Post June 1st, pre June 1st, what have you. So I got to double check that, but I'm pretty sure when you trade somebody, it all accelerates onto this particular year's cap, which means they would have to incur a bunch of dead money. I think I gave it yesterday at like $17 or $18 million in dead cap money, right? That's just kind of the cost of doing business sometimes, which makes it harder for them to take back a bigger contract like right. a Deron Payne.
I would say double check that because I think it is two different figures.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about waiving them. I'm talking about trading
right.
them. I
All
think
right.
it's
I'll
two different
check.
Figures based on June 1st.
Yeah. I'll double check. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate
but anyway,
you.
Anyway, I'm nope. down with him. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for hanging in there. All right. Let's do a quick trending alert right here, and then we'll come back, finish up on some phone calls before 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman at that point on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Eller trying to feed Ovechkin. He can. Verhaeghe turning, firing, and a puck knocked away. Ends up far circle. Ovechkin maybe at the horn. Can he get it away? It counts, I think. Oh, it's close. It's over. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Florida. The Capitals get one for Ovechkin at 19:59, and we believe the final score is 6-3.
John Walton and a little chuckle there from Ken Sabourin last night on the call. Caps Radio, 106.7 The Fan, as Alex Ovechkin scores number 878. Now 17 goals away from breaking the great one at 894, and that would get him to 895. His pursuit of greatness is scored by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. More important than the empty net goal, than the fact that it went in with 0.1 seconds. I was watching that game. Lars Eller with a great go-ahead goal, broke a 2-2 tie. Caps were up 4-2. Nick Dowd driving the lane, taking one, scoring, giving them a 4-2 lead. They would need it. They get the win over the Stanley Cup champions. More importantly than Alex Ovechkin scoring an empty net goal and getting one step closer to history, the Capitals continue to just rack up points, 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 points. Even when it's not pretty, even when it's not perfect, even when it's not dominant, they beat the Stanley Cup champions last night. They got a point against the Winnipeg Jets after a long-ass road trip in which they were flat coming home on Saturday night and still got a point despite giving up 5 goals. They gave up 5 goals in Ottawa last Thursday night and still got a point. Again, getting points, just continuing to put yourself in the best possible position for the Stanley Cup playoffs is the most important thing. Yes, Alex Ovechkin's goal is what everybody cares about. Yes, his chase of history is what everybody cares about. I care much more about team success.
I think you're maybe overstating it. I think for casual people like myself who don't maybe pay attention as closely, the pursuit of Gretzky's goal scoring record is what's in the front of your mind. But like off of a Commanders season in which you punched your ticket to the conference championship for the first time since 91, mm-hmm. the Caps for a majority of the season have been the second best team, third best team, at times first best team in hockey. They're only behind Winnipeg in terms of points. Like, they're in a spot right now
yeah.
where no one would have assumed that they'd be. And I guess
I think everybody thought they would be good.
Okay, the thought was, though, that
better.
You would be competitive.
A lot of people didn't. Yeah. That was the thing. Like, people thought that they were just going to be bad and stay bad.
Well, they
were
aggressive this offseason
yeah,
in a way that they
those people are, no offense, clueless.
Correct.
I mean, if you didn't know that they were better top to bottom, mm-hmm. then you're just not paying attention. Now, how much better? I don't know. I mean, and I guess your theory is, well, Logan Thompson's never really done what he's done here. Fine. Ovechkin can't possibly keep up the pace. He has.
Yeah. He can and he will.
And the biggest thing for me is this.
And Dylan Strome's playing his ass.
Dylan Strome's great. But the biggest difference, they did allow a goal last night to make it 4-3. They have been locked down shutout from the start this year in the third period, there was a stretch in mid-October into November where they did not allow a goal in the third period in like nine straight games. Wow. And so far this year, they've allowed the fewest third period goals in the NHL, 33, and obviously did give up one last night in the third period. So when you can lock down teams, when you get scoring from all different levels, right? Nick Doubt again last night, fourth line. I mean, how good is Nick Doubt? Just great. Just everything you want from a player, right? And obviously Ovechkin at the end there. Yes, Lars Eller, third line center. I mean, just, you know, again, makes a great play.
Don't forget about PLD. PLD.
Who would
have thought you would have got the offensive production out of him that
they did. They were, I mean, that's why they paid him the big contract, right?
Living up to it, though.
Right. Or I should say they inherited the big contract. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say they paid him the big contract. But when you make a trade for a guy, you're deciding to pay that money. Either way, the Capitals with another big win. They're 10-0-4 in their last 14 games at home.
Wow.
10-0-4.
It's impressive, people.
10-0-4. All right, let's grab a couple of quick phone calls here and wrap things up. Jonesy's been waiting on forever, so let's get Jonesy in on. I think he wants to talk about the Wizards. Go right ahead, Jonesy.
Hey, Chris. What's going on,
What's
man?
Up, Jonesy?
I've been hearing the mail. I would love to get that edge rusher up there and for the Browns. But you know what the kids are calling Frankie Wuvu down here now? The dude is becoming a household name. They call him Screw Loose Oos. I don't know if I want to give up Screw Loose Oos.
I like that. I don't know if Frankie would like that, but I like that.
Yes, indeed. That's what the kids calling them. They say, yeah, Screw Loose Oos. They're getting their jersey.
Screw Loose Oos.
I like giving up the first, you know, couple of, you know, first rounds or whatever happened. First round picks. But I don't know if I want to give up that player. I just don't know. It's hard. But we do need, if I could do it, I would move one of those tackles. I'm sorry, in the middle. Because we've been getting those gut runs from opposing offenses like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop the gut runs.
Yeah.
I want to come off the edge too, but I need to stop the gut runs. So we need to figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing though. If you look at without charting it exactly, most of the big runs came off the edge, I think. You know, I mean, the Barkley run in the NFC Championship game, the Barkley run for 68 in mid-December, you know, comes off the edge. I'm not saying that they're stout enough in the middle. I'm not saying that. And listen, Jonathan Allen's a lot easier to trade than De'Ron Payne. My fear is that because De'Ron Payne's contract is so prohibitive and not matching his production and impact, that Jonathan Allen is the guy they choose to give up on, and then you're not making it worse, but you're not. Like, I think Myles Garrett and Jonathan Allen side by side would be really interesting to watch. I think Myles Garrett and I guess it would be Johnny Newton would certainly be good and better, but I'd rather have Johnny Newton and Duran and John Allen playing side by side along with Myles Garrett and then Dorrance Armstrong and Javonte Jean-Baptiste rather than having Jonathan Allen out of here and De'Ron Payne still here. That's what I would rather have, but I think that's what the NFL
middle,
would probably say too.
Side, we need to straighten out as far as the defense goes. I mean, we have problems over there.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Thank you, Jones. Right. Appreciate you. Let's get to where are we going here? Let's get to Dontell in Frederick. What's up, D? How are you?
Dontell from Afghanistan.
Yeah. You know, the last 2 weeks on Wednesday, man, I didn't even know if it was Wednesday or not, man, because I didn't hear you two arguing. I don't know why YC was, but...
Well, he was being held in captivity.
You know, I'm a workaholic, man, so I had to hold up 106.7 for a couple of days. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm back.
He was being held and denied the power.
I am the power.
hey, look, YC, I need to know one thing. What exactly do you mean we don't need T. Higgins?
Oh, I would love to expound upon that, and I think that's what my TikTok video for today is going to be: how we do not need. We don't need to break the bank for a number two wide receiver because our number one is really damn good. Top five Terry, top seven Terry, whatever you want to call him. And I think because you have an elite cat at the quarterback position, he makes everyone better. and your coordinator and Cliff Kingsbury has shown you, he'll scheme up Chris Russell for 30 yards in a game if he had to. He gets any and everybody open. Olamide Zaccheaus was running open. De'Ami Brown runs open. Old-ass Jamison Crowder able to have production and run open. So I don't think they need to invest $30 million annually in a guy like T. Higgins when there are other guys on the market that can fill the void in a equally impactful way, like a Darius Slayton. I look at Darius Slayton as like a guy that really fits the bill. Speed, size.
Here's my thing, man. I'm tired of hearing people say the same thing like that. It's like they settling for mediocrity. If you want to be legit, dude, you got to pay. We're paying nobody. We have so much money available. So if you get T. Higgins, man, our offense is like the Globetrotters, for real. I mean, look how many times this year where we put drives together and it stalled. Like, I believe against the Giants, I think we was in the red zone like six times and got six field goals. Look at the championship game on that opening drive when we took 7 minutes, went downfield, and had to settle for a field goal. T. Higgins settles all that, and gets better and better.
I think if Jaden Daniels didn't get flushed out of the pocket because Nick Allegretti couldn't anchor to save his life, maybe you score a touchdown instead of a field goal. I don't think the problems exist. I don't think going out and throwing $30 million at a wide receiver solves your offensive problems. You need to shore up your offensive line.
Yeah, I would say I'd love to have T. Higgins. To me, that is a luxury, as opposed to a necessity. I think, to a lot of Linnell's points, you can do different. Now, I don't believe it's all about coaching either. I don't think like Cliff Kingsbury just pushes a button and all of a sudden guys are wide open. I think some of that is certainly these guys fitting in the system and being the right type of players. But appreciate the phone call, Dontell. But the bottom line is to me, like T. Higgins is, again, a luxury. Cooper Kupp is not a luxury, but there are some concerns. I can see certainly where he makes the offense better than it was this year, or theoretically better this year.
You don't have to break the bank to solve and address every issue that you have on this team.
Exactly.
That's just my bigger point.
Exactly. Let's get one last one in here.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Athens and Annapolis.
I almost said the F word.
He's been trying to avoid you as much as he can.
I have a question.
That's the people's champ to you.
That's the youngest in charge to you, my follically challenged friend.
Okay, well, you could waffle on that in a minute, but how did you arrive at becoming you?
How did you arrive at becoming you in life? Well, because my birthday is November 14th, I am a product of Valentine's Day sex. So I think that is how I came about.
Oh.
Literally 9 months to the day.
I think there's a lot more to that.
See,
here's the thing. You know,
I threw you off for that one.
Max,
he don't know what the hell to say.
Everyone's just heading in. What's up,
Max? Come in here for this because Max, there's some sound bites that Matty Ice should have on standby.
Oh boy!
And one of them is Joe Pesci from My Cousin Vinny, and he said the one that says everything that guy just says is BS. You need to find that one for when Linnell talks.
Let me see what I can find.
Here's the thing: all this guy does is waffle. Like he was calling him Luke Turfwalker a few months ago and kissing his ass when they brought him on the show, and now apparently McCaffrey belongs out of the league. Linnell, when you finally get your own show, you need to name it the Waffle House, because that's all you do is waffle and change your mind. That's what you need to call your show. You steal everything else from everybody, the people's champ.
Maybe we can get an endorsement package.
You need to change it to the Waffle House.
Oh, I love it. Double A, you are the best. I appreciate you. Congratulations, by the way, on your latest achievement.
I didn't even get a text saying that.
You did get a text. You don't answer texts.
You're too cool.
No, I don't answer you and Chris Russell's derogatory group message where you're sending Angel Reese booty pics back.
You're too busy on Blue Sky trying to check out. Trying to check out your next conquest. All right, we got to go, Double A. We got to go.
Athens the Conquistador.
We got to go. We got to take a break. Quick dum-dum of the day coming up next. It's a stupid radio host. Trust me. You'll find out who. All right, we're wrapping things up here. Craig Hoffman on the way. It's time for dum-dum of the day. And this is somebody in our industry. That's right. Fired Boston radio host Rich Shurtleff showed up at Super Bowl opening night Monday night and got an opportunity to ask Patrick Mahomes a question. So instead of asking a legitimate football question, he decided to become, well, a caricature and an idiot. He said, Patrick, for your whole career, you've had so many people, so many great people help you win. Who's your favorite ref? Mahomes laughed, knowing it was a troll job. And he said, that's hilarious. All the refs are great, man. All the refs are great. They do the best they can. We can go out there, play the game the right way. And then Shurtleff came up with a follow-up question. He said, is there one you give a Christmas card to, possibly? And he said, not that I can remember. I'll have to ask my teammates to try and figure it out. And then he tried to troll Travis Kelce, saying who he liked more, loved more, the referee who gives a roughing the passer call, or Taylor Swift. And Travis Kelce was like, psh, SWAT, get out of here. This is the problem with Super Bowl week. Too many clowns, too many idiots that don't know anything about football. And the people that actually do know about football and care about the game don't get to go.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
Screw you, man. That's what I say. That's what I say. Take your dumbass questions and go home. Thanks to Mad Max. Thanks to Linnell Willingham. Thanks to you for listening. Lindsay Rhodes as well from Sumer Sports. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Adios. Craig Hoffman next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.